Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I don't know about you, but it's a beautiful morning in the neighborhood, and I love when we start the show off and it's not raining, lightning, thundering, messy work, worrying about driving, the sun shining. It's really mild outside, and we're supposedly going to have a great weekend weather-wise, and obviously with the CDC announcements about mask wearing outside, inside, and a lot of different changes. Folks waiting with anticipation to hear from local government, state government, and others as to where we are going to be in this state. It's an exciting time. And we'll talk a little bit about that in the 12 o'clock hour on No Filter Friday. And we'll go open lines for that hour. In the second hour, we'll start out talking with Scotty Drake relative to motorcycle awareness campaign. I have been a big motorcycle guy my entire life. One of the reasons that I mostly gave up riding a bike was the safety or lack thereof out on the street, people not being aware, not looking in their rearview mirrors and others. We'll talk about some of the trials and tribulations of being a bike rider in our community with Scotty Drake. Joining us in this hour, an exciting project, Arnie Filko, CEO of the Jewish Federation of Greater New Orleans, and president of the Ninth Ward Stadium, Inc., as well as Roy Glapion, vice president of the Beta Group, a full-service geotechnical and construction materials testing laboratory. And he happens to be the former Nord Commission chairman, so he knows a lot about what we are about to talk about. Gentlemen, welcome to the show. So,
thank
guys,
you, really y'all a figure, pleasure to be with you.
Well, thank you. Y'all figure out who's going to go first, but this was a project that has been talked about, bannered about for a long time. How did we get to the point where we've reinstituted it, re-engineered it, and reworking it and moving forward?
I will. Thank you, Roy. So, Newell, you're right. This project started really more than a decade ago. It was spearheaded by a young man from out of state who had moved here and had this vision of building what he labeled a field of dreams, which was going to be a first-class athletic facility in the Upper Ninth Ward just near Carver High School. He raised quite a bit of money for it, not the total project cost, but quite a bit. And in all honesty, I got involved because I was a donor to the project. I was on the city council then, and I thought this would be a tremendous project for New Orleans and especially the Ninth Ward community. And lo and behold, fast forward a decade later, the project just never happened. This individual had left town, a new group assumed some leadership, and it just never came to fruition. So when the story broke about a year ago, I will tell you, I was very distressed about it. And I reached out to a number of people that I had worked with on the Nord reform when I was on the council, Roy being one of them. And we put together a group. And for the last year, we've been under the radar getting ready for where we are today. We formed a new corporation, Ninth Ward Stadium, Inc. We have an 8-member board of directors. We've applied for nonprofit status. We've met with almost every elected official at the federal, state, and local level. And I'm happy to say all of them are supporting this project. And now our group is really focusing on the fundraising effort. We have all the legalities in place. In fact, next week there will be a cooperative endeavor agreement approved by the New Orleans Public School Board. And, we really are now focusing on raising the needed funds in order to get this project completed.
Roy, to you, is it fair to say that in the aftermath of Katrina, we rebuilt a number of school buildings, school auditoriums, gymnasiums, but a lot of the other ancillary services for sports activities of young boys and girls in our community, not nearly as much. To both of y'all, having been, and I have nephews that are in high school, so I periodically go and see them play. There really is a shortage of availability of fields. And in fact, in talking to the Louisiana High School Athletic Association and others over the years, it's scheduling these games and is really kind of a pain in the neck, trying to, you know, get a game here, get a game there. And then you add our weather challenges to it. It even exacerbates that problem more. So when we just talk about need for a second, the need for a new stadium like this really comes in many ways, shapes, and forms, does it not?
Yeah, you know, Noah, where I grew up in the Midwest, in Chicago and Wisconsin, you know, almost every high school and even some middle schools have, you know, facilities attached to the school. I mean, they don't have the issues. They don't have the land concerns, obviously, we have in southern Louisiana. But Roy is right. I mean, pretty much every high school in Orleans Parish, every public high school, you know, plays their games at either Pan American, which is a 5,000 or 6,000 seat facility, and Tad Gormley, which is a, you know, a larger 25,000 seat facility. And they play at all times of day and every day of the week. So I don't think there's any question that there's a great need for this. The George Brown facility in New Orleans East is a very nice new project, but it's very small. It's only 1,000 to 1,200 seats. So we really believe that when this project is done, you know, all of the schools in Orleans Parish are going to have an opportunity to have yet one more great venue where football, track and field, soccer, which by the way is an emerging sport in the public school system. Lots of schools and athletic directors want to add it. They just don't have practice and playing time. Competition venues yet. So this will help that sport and others. And I will tell you, one of the other exciting things that we're looking at is the possibility of building some indoor space under the grandstands in order to do two things, in order to have educational rooms where sessions can be held for kids. We've talked to groups like Son of a Saint about maybe having some of their educational programming done at the stadium. And the other is we'd like to look at the possibility of a public school Hall of Fame actually anchored at that stadium and administered by one of our Hall of Fame groups in the community. So this could be a win-win, you know, not only for youth and sports, but I think Roy alluded to this, just an economic catalyst for an area of our city that really needs help in terms of businesses coming there and development and just getting people coming to the neighborhood.
How important in these projects now, and I'm a firm believer in these private-public collaboratives, that I think it brings a lot more synergy, a lot more energy. It allows, you know, like the school system to be able to tap in through you guys in the private sector to a lot of other different buckets of talent and, you know, whether it be volunteers, money, or otherwise.
I think it's really important. And the best example I can give, Newell, and you'll remember this, is that we were able, you know, in the years after Katrina, we were able to build a facility in Gentilly called the Major League Baseball Youth Academy. And it is a phenomenal facility today, serving thousands of boys and girls, not only learning about baseball and softball, but learning about sports law and broadcasting. And they've created partnerships with Tulane and others. That's exactly what we visioned, is a great project that involves both a public and a private aspect to it, and really making this a year-round facility so that, you know, during the day when we're not playing games there, it could be used by the kids for educational sessions, like I said. And so that's exactly the vision that we have, is a combination of the public element of our community and also the private citizens, you know, having input and helping.
We got to get to a break. We'll be right back with Roy Glapion and Arnie Filko. We're talking about this proposed new stadium out in the Ninth Ward, a public-private collaborative with a new organization called the Ninth Ward Stadium, Inc. So stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back with Roy Glapion, former chairman of the Nord Commission, as well as Arnie Filko, CEO of the Jewish Federation of Greater New Orleans and president of the Ninth Ward Stadium, Inc. And we're talking about this exciting project that they've just recently revealed going on in the Ninth Ward to be located on the Carver campus. And gentlemen, it seems as though y'all have a huge jump start on this project because the property's available, it's there, it's waiting to get prettied up.
Well, we do in that regard, but we have a long way to go. I mean, it's a vision that the team has, and we have a bit of a jump start. We have a huge buy-in from the folks we talked about earlier, but by no means are we finished, I guess I should say.
Right, right. But
yeah,
I mean, when you have a site and it's amenable to the type of development that you want to do, and I have to imagine there's not a lot of pushback from the community. That's a nice place to start from.
Absolutely, it is. The community is really excited about that. And the first meeting a year ago that we had is we went over to Henderson Lewis's office, the superintendent of the NLPS, as the owner of the land, and asked him whether they could support this project and whether they would be willing to donate the land for this. And the answer was an immediate yes. And that's why next week, next Thursday, there will be a meeting of the school board, a public meeting, and this cooperative endeavor agreement laying out the rights and responsibilities of our corporation and NLPS are contained in that agreement. So we will formalize it next week. And again, I think everybody is really excited. There's not one person we've talked to that doesn't like the project, and now the onus and responsibility is on Roy and me and our other board members and everybody else involved in the project to go out and raise the money for it, which we're very confident
yes,
we can do, but we have to do it.
Well, y'all have assembled a good team that have a lot of success in that endeavor, and I know the history of both of you gentlemen, and I'm confident that y'all will reach the goal for sure.
Thanks, Louis.
There's always this question asked, and I know Arnie, you've and Roy as well, in some of the previous projects y'all worked in, is the operational cost of the facility, the ability to have a revenue stream available in order to maintain the facility. I have to imagine that you guys have already thought about it and are developing a business plan in order to, you know, building it is one thing, making sure it lasts is something else.
Yeah, absolutely. No, that's a big part of the plan. And again, that is laid out specifically in the cooperative endeavor agreement. I mean, our goal, the total project cost is $5 million. A small amount of that is coming hopefully through some state dollars that we're in the legislature with. And the bulk of it is going to be privately raised. And we have formulated, I think, a really good strategic plan on that. And in our discussions with NLPS, this is the way the project will happen, is we will raise the money over the next 6 to 12 months. An active donation will be made to the New Orleans Public School system. They will actually construct the stadium through a public bid process. But this is the most important thing, is that they will also do an RFP to hire a top-notch expert firm in sports stadium management to actually operate the stadium day in and day out, both collection of the revenue and also maintenance and expenses to keep it up, which is, as we all know, has historically been a problem in our community. We feel very good about this because it'll be operated and run, you know, by experts. Also, the NLPS legally under the CEA has a responsibility for financial maintenance in case the revenue does not meet all of the maintenance costs. That is their burden. And lastly, there will be an advisory committee involving our corporation, major donors, and the community that we will have some input and some oversight as the stadium is built and operated, so that we don't just leave it and make sure, you know, that somebody else is responsible. So I think we've built in a lot into protecting what you just, you know, articulated.
So let's talk a little bit about the structure itself. I mean, obviously, I think you indicated earlier, it'll have grandstand seating between 3,000 and 5,000 spectators. But it really is a multi-purpose facility, as you pointed out, an 8-lane track with field events. And what else will it offer?
Yeah, it will be, and we say 3 to 5, you know, just to put a range in there, but we really are shooting for 5,000 as the perfect seating capacity for this. You know, we're going to build out that indoor space so that we can do other events and some meetings within the stadium itself. It'll have a few suites connected to it. You know, all the things that normally go with facility, press box, concessions, restrooms, ample parking. I think it's really important. You know, this is not exclusive to Carver High School. Carver will have some priority. This will be their home field. But this is open to every public middle and high school in Orleans Parish. And that's really important here because, again, a lot of these schools to the eastern part of our city, I mean, they just don't have facilities. So this is going to be a great benefit for the entire community.
And the draw is to not only attract, obviously, football, but track and field, soccer, and other activities for the entire community. And it obviously will be located in the Ninth Ward, but there is obviously a shortage of stadiums. And it's just to increase activities throughout the New Orleans area for other sports as well as football and Carver.
Yep. You know, when we think about the challenge or the competition for dollars today, it's another reason that I think the private-public collaborative works a lot better. You know, we're coming out of this pandemic. This could be the best of time maybe for a project like this or not. Obviously, if it was just going to be generated or move forward by a public school system, it probably wouldn't be such a good time. But when you add to that the component of the private sector, it's just a much better ingredient for success.
I agree with that, and I think the timing may be right. I mean, we've never been in this situation before globally, but it may be the right time. I do know for certain that Orleans Parish is a relatively difficult place to live right now. We've got some issues that I know you've discussed on your show on a regular basis, but buy-in is what's most important in this community. We have to have buy-in across the board and move as one unit as opposed to just relying on our elected officials to try and solve the issues associated with New Orleans. And I know everyone that lives in New Orleans loves New Orleans. That's why they live there. So this initiative is one example of individuals saying, let's jump on board and fix something that desperately needs to happen to revitalize or continue to assist the community in growth.
Yep, absolutely. Any other final thoughts, gentlemen?
Well, I would just say that Roy is right. I mean, one of the things we really wanted to do is to make sure we had wide buy-in to this, and that's over the last year why we've spent so much time with not only the private sector, but everybody in the public sector. And, you know, I want to thank the mayor and the governor and the council and all of the legislators in New Orleans because they have really jumped onto this to support. And I just want to add one thing. Sometimes you got to dream a little bit. I mean, we are going to make this project happen. I am very, very confident. You know, when you drive on the I-10 East and you go towards Mississippi, when you go on that high rise at Louisa, I want you to look down because that's where the stadium is going to be. And on a Friday night or a Saturday night when the lights are on and it's dark, what an amazing asset we're going to bring to the community and get, you know, people that, again, may never have gone into the Ninth Ward, you know, an opportunity to go in and meet the good people there and see some quality athletic events. So can't be more excited. It's labor of love for Roy and me and our whole board. And thank you, Noel, for giving us a chance to talk about it.
Sure.
Well, gentlemen, anytime you want to follow up on this conversation, would love to have you. I'm a big believer in making sure that we have the resources available to our children to be able to exploit whatever talents they have, whatever endeavor they want to get involved in. When you look at the long list of athletes that have come out of this area historically, we match up well just against just about any other area in the country.
Newell, anyone that's interested in participating can visit our website at www.ninthwardstadium.com. There's a lot of information there. And the only thing I'd like to say in closing is failure is never an option. We're going to get this thing done.
One last question. If someone wants to go online and donate dollars, they can do so at that website?
Yes. There's a section on the website itself, 9thWardStadium.com, with the number 9, by the way. And there is a section to make a donation through PayPal. So we would love everybody, big and small, that's interested. Please go there, check it out, watch our video, and if you can, please make a donation.
Awesome. Arnie, I'm going to ask you, can you stay after the break? I know of your role with the Jewish Federation of Greater New Orleans, and I'd love to get your insight a little bit on what's going on in the Middle East after the break, if possible.
Sure, I'd be happy to do that.
All righty, folks, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.